This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark, it's Frank and Jake. We need to talk to you. We got a problem with Jake's braces. We need your advice. We put a call into the doctor, but of course he can't get there until tomorrow. And you're not there listening to this, I guess, or pick up. But call me when you get this message. I'll call your cell. Bye.
Hey guys, is Jake at the hospital or something? Somebody give me a buzz and tell me how things turned out. Bye.
You know, I got adult braces. Uh-huh. So my clients and dear friends, you know, have a 13-year-old kid with braces, and they're calling me. And he actually brought them over to my house, and I brought out a pair of tweezers or needle nose that I sterilized and, you know, bent the wire back in place. I had no qualms doing it because I really watched my periodontist closely and was really into it. And he got gangrene. They had to pull everything out of his. He's wearing false teeth at age 13. No, it was fine, but it's so funny. So funny. In fact, Frank wants to watch the Dodger game with me because he's getting kicked out of his house because his wife is having a book club meeting, which is a euphemism for drinking a bunch of wine. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with Talent on loan from the Santa Barbara Association of Realtors. Today's guest, Candace Taylor, real estate reporter for the Wall Street Journal. And she's been writing articles we'll have to catch up on. Palm Beach Island asking $120 million. And Tarpon Island. Have you heard of that? Tarpon is an interesting word. Look it up. Nantucket's short-term rental war pitting neighbor against neighbor. We just had Picasso on about, you know, timeshare. And big New York townhouse sells for $8.6 million, bidding war. So lots of good stories with Candace Taylor, real estate reporter for the Wall Street Journal. She was on about 6 months ago. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. Had some interesting year to date we'll do in the first segment. I took a look at last week's sales for the week. I always use the word solds. And I looked up solds on my MacBook dictionary, and it wasn't there. And so then I Googled it, and it said solds is a word you could use on, what's the word game where you create words with Scrabble? And it was never good at Scrabble. And so I don't know. It should be sales, but I always use solds. So the median list price for the solds sales for the week ending October 15th, 2021, was $1,998,000, and the median sold price was $2.2 million. So there were 27 of them. Was it 27? And there were numerous, 27, and several significantly over asking. Ask a million, get $1,255,000. Ask $1,495,000, get $1,605,000. Ask $1,449,000, get $1,680,000. Ask $1,495,000, get $1,007,000. Ask $1,675,000, get $1,812,000. Ask $1,768,000, get $1,855,000. Here's a big one. Ask $1,698,000, get $1,950,000. Ask $1,995,000, get $1,250,000, which resembles or mirrors the median list price and median sold price. Maybe that's someone calling right now wanting to sell their house. Ask $1,275,000, get $2,539,000. Ask $2,995,000, get $3.4 million. Same thing, $2,985,000, get $3,440,000. Ask $6,950,000, get $7,750,000. Ask $8,495,000, get $9,606,000. Now this, I could do this every week, and it's just too much time, and you know, you get the picture. Okay. The market is still going strong. And let's take a look at year to date. The year to date median price, $1,950,000. Last year's year to date median price, $1,542,000. So we're 26% higher on the median price. Number of sales, almost 28 sales per week. Last year, 22.16 per week, so we're 23% higher on the number of sales. We ended up 2020 almost at 1.6 million. So the 41st week of the year, we're at 1,542,000, and we ended up 2020 at not quite 25 sales per week. Now year to date, we're at last year we're at 22.16 sales per week. So remember last year, if you were listening, we had some weeks where we were doing like 40 sales in 1 week. It just went crazy. And this last week's had a big week at 27 sold listings and 36 opened escrows. But things are slowing down to more normal pace, and we have fewer listings in escrow. Right now, 106 listings in escrow, snapshot in time for the week's ending October 15th, 2021. Last year at this time, 208. So last year, it was just going nuts. 106 is a good number. You know, it's a good number. It's not a horribly weak number. Okay. Median price, 26% higher year to date. Number of sales, 23% higher. Last year, it was 6.3% higher number of sales than the previous year. And the year before that, it was 5.9% higher. Although in 2018, it was 10% fewer number of sales, the year the Thomas fired debris flow. The previous year, 8% higher. Previous year, 6% fewer in the number of sales. Median price, pretty much higher, going back to Noah's Ark, a higher median price every year. Median price, Montecito only, you ask. Median price, just under $5 million. Last year, $3.6 million. 2019, $3 million. 2018, $2.8 million. 2017, $3 million. 2016, $2.7 million. 2015, almost $3 million. So a big jump, Montecito only, for the first 41 weeks of the year. Single family. All these are single family residences only. If you look at Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service, they lump PUDs in with single family. They didn't know what to do with them. So that their numbers are always going to be a little bit higher in the number and a little bit lower in the median price because the PUDs bring it down. Nothing wrong with that. And the number of sales in Montecito, 250. Last year, 208. And 208 was huge because if you go back in time, you have 142, 100, 144, 142, 139. That's Montecito for the first 41 weeks of the year. So last year's 208, this year's 250 is just phenomenal, Montecito only. And then finally, Richard, you don't have to have such a huge sigh. What about the median price of what's active on the market? It's virtually $5 million from Carp to Goleta. And that's not including what's in escrow. That's what's available. The median price for what's available is $5 million. Last year, it was under $4 million. Isn't that interesting? But the average of what's available on the market for both a snapshot in time at the end of the 41st week of the year, for both 2021 and 2020, the average, $13 million for what's on the market, what's available, not in escrow. But the median price, almost $4,498,000. Oh, so I made a mistake. $4.5 million is what it is. Not $5 million. $4.5 million. And last year it was almost $4 million. So not that big of a jump on the median price. Say from $4 million to $4.5 million, a snapshot in time on the 41st week of the year. Okay. That's enough. Weekly MLS update will be in the fourth segment. God, didn't have time to do today in history. But, you know, you can't have everything. Where would you put it? You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Coming up, Candace Taylor, real estate reporter for The Wall Street Journal.